1190, New Dimension Homes, west of Long Neck Road, south of River Road, being lot 138 within Pontinette's Bayside Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Richard DeWitt, 34006 Annex Way, Pontinette's Bayside.
Swear or affirm the testimony you'll give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
My name is Richard DeWitt. I represent New Dimension Homes, and we're requesting a variance encroaching the 20-foot setback on River Road of 2 feet. The exception would be between 20 feet and 18 feet. It's in the original section of Pontinette's Bayside, which has a 5-foot setback on each side. The home at 137 River Road has a setback of 7'6". The home at 139 has a setback of 10. The home we want to put on this lot has 10-foot setback on one side and 10.5 foot on the side in question. I think I should have the drawing of it. It shows 18 feet between 137 and 138.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one. Okay.
One, two, three.
We have one, two. Okay.
Five.
Three.
Four.
Four, five. Okay, would you all like to come up and to speak? Those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time.
Name and address?
Robert Murphy, 137 River Road.
Sarah Murphy, 137 River Road, Pontinette's Bayside. Okay.
You both swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay, my objection is the 7'6" in the way that it's going to be angled on the lot. It's going to block the airflow through my alleyway here. And also, we're having a lot of problems on River Road with drainage. The neighbors are getting flooded out, like the May 11th storm. And every time we have a bad rain, the water washes back because they put a new bulkhead in, and it's higher than the land. And all the water runs back on the people's property. And 139 River Road floods out all the way to the front yard, and now with this structure, it's going to flood out even. It's going to be in this house. It's up to the side of it now. When we have storms, it's going to be inside his house. We're just worried about the drainage. Most of the people on that road are worried about the drainage.
Sir, you understand what the request is, that they're asking for variance in that between 137 and 138.
Right.
It's required that there be 20 feet. Okay. They're asking for it to be 17 and a half feet. I'm sorry. Well, according to your application, you're asking for a 2.5 foot variance, which would be 17 and a half. So what are you asking? Would you come back up to the podium?
Yeah.
You can stay right there. Okay. According to your application, you've asked for a 2.5 foot variance. Is it 17 and a half?
I think you're right. It was 2.5 feet that was requested, I believe, but it is 18 feet. from house to house.
So you said that the proposed property is going to be 10 feet from the property line, and the structure on 137 is 7.5 feet.
It's 10.5 feet.
Or 10.5.
10.5 feet from his property.
Okay.
His property is 7.5 feet from the property line.
Okay. Okay, so 137 is your property.
137 is my property.
Okay. So you understand what they're asking for. Instead of being 20 feet apart, they're asking for 18 feet apart. That's the only issue we're discussing here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate that you have a problem with drainage, but that's not the issue. And,
all right, well, that's...
Okay, so are you opposed to that being 2 feet closer? Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Ma'am?
I just, for the record, would like to state my case. 4 years ago, we went to Potnets and we asked to put a new home. Our family has been in this development for 40 years. And when I went to them, they said, oh no, we can't do, I didn't like the size of what I had. I complied with what the county said I had to do. I got the minimum home for that lot. I complied with it. God rest his soul, my next-door neighbor passed away. I now have a vacant lot there. I understand that the community would like to put a new home on that lot, but I think what the community themselves need to understand that by putting these larger homes on the smaller lots, it'll definitely create an airflow problem for us because it's going to be up high just like us. We complied with everything you have to do now. Homes on the water have to have a FEMA set. We complied with that. And now all of a sudden, here 4 years later, because it behooves the community, somebody else wants to come in there and they want to put a larger home. I understand that, but I don't think it's fair.
So you're suggesting to us that what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
I am suggesting exactly that.
Thank you.
If I comply, then I think the next person should be able to comply. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Secretary, do you have a... Bud, do you have a letter in opposition? I'm under opposition right now, and I'll get back to you, sir.
Okay. We have 11 opposed, and, of course, the... opposition is poor flow of air circulation, and also you're in a flood zone. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so they have to raise those buildings. They have no choice.
You had 11 opposed on that letter. And you had 2-5 here in opposition tonight.
Six
in opposition here tonight, 11 opposed. All right, sir.
I would just like to just make a comment to Mrs. Murphy, and I've known them for years, known their parents for years. They've got the biggest home, but you got to remember, they were first. They're 7.5 foot off the property line. This home is 10 feet off the property line, 10.5 feet on their side. So, being they were first, they got the biggest one they could get, but they took the room for the lot next door.
The requirement there is really what, 5 foot setbacks?
They're 5 foot setbacks, that's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Okay, there being no other opposition or hearing, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Rickard, what other variants, similar variances, do we have in this community?
That's correct.
We do have others?
Yeah, I can
look
them up. We've had, several here. Manufactured home. An addition to a manufactured home, another manufactured home addition.
But these are all 20-foot issues?
No, it doesn't say that. It just says setback variances. Okay. And between units.
Okay.
We've had that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,190 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,190 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case also has been taken under advisement, sir. They made their decision, made it later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or call the office in the morning.
Case number 10.